Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
Another delve into community-acquired pneumonia. For listeners that missed last week, we're defining community-acquired pneumonia as an acute infection of a lung in a patient who's acquired the infection out in the community, as distinguished from hospital-acquired nosocomial pneumonia. You've got a great poem this week. I love these poems that sort of call into question what has been the gospel. This has got a series of authors, but there's this guy here, M.H.A. Bell. You don't know him, do you?
Yeah, I've heard of the guy. Yeah. Well, this is one of my grad students, part of his thesis work, and it was a great little study and I think has a great clinical bottom line message for our listeners.
Great. So what the study is, it was published in Journal of the American Board of Family Medicine, really looks at what are the signs and symptoms that we can use to diagnose pneumonia. And we all know that patients present with fever and pleuritic chest pain and dyspnea. And, but then we go through our machinations and do all kinds of egophony and listen to things and do pulse ox, et cetera, et cetera. The question is, at the end of the day, how accurate are these things in helping us to arrive at an accurate diagnosis? So your study that you did with your graduate student tends to answer the question, what signs and symptoms are most useful for excluding the diagnosis of pneumonia in community-dwelling adults who present with a respiratory infection?
Yeah, this was, so the lead author was Christian Marcello, who's now a postdoc in New Zealand at the University of Otago. And instead of focusing on ruling in or diagnosing pneumonia, what I wanted to look at with him was, how do you rule it out? You know, as a primary care physician, you know, I began my career, and currently where I see patients, we don't have on-site x-ray. So, and I'm currently in a safety net clinic, so ordering an x-ray is, and getting it free is a challenge. So I want to know, how can we be really confident that someone doesn't have a pneumonia? And so we were looking for signs and symptoms. We did a standard systematic review, searched PubMed and reference lists and all these other things. We abstracted the data in parallel. We evaluated the study that included the quality of the included studies. We found 12 studies that met our inclusion criteria. We were looking for studies in the outpatient setting that recruited consecutive or random patients and used chest x-ray or CT as the reference standard for pneumonia. So like I said, there were 12 studies, 6 in the ED, 6 in the primary care clinic. Sample size ranged from 250 to 2,800 patients, so good-sized studies. Half were at low risk of bias, the other half moderate risk of bias, so no high risk of bias studies. The combination, so really it was a fairly simple finding. A number of studies reported data on the combination of both normal vital signs, so a temp less than 100, respiratory rate less than 20, heart rate less than or equal to 100, plus a normal lung exam excluded community-acquired pneumonia. The negative likelihood ratio was 0.1, which is generally considered very low and very good at ruling out disease. If your baseline risk of community-acquired pneumonia in your clinic is like in the 3 to 5% range, that means that patients with normal vitals and normal lung exam have a 0.3 to 0.4% chance of pneumonia. So about 1 in 200 to 1 in 300. And to quote John Belushi, for the older members of the listening audience, no x-ray for you. Community-dwelling adults. So bottom line, community-dwelling adults who come into the primary care office or ED with acute respiratory symptoms, but normal vitals and normal lung exam, have only a 0.4% likelihood of community-acquired pneumonia. Like I said, I like that. What we were able to do was give a useful clinical heuristic. I mean, I don't think it's a big surprise to anybody, but I think it gives us confidence that in those patients who meet these criteria, unless there's some other factor going on, like they've been coughing for 2 months and they're coughing up blood or something, that we probably don't need an x-ray in those patients.
Very interesting study. Practically very useful. Even for those of us that don't work in clinics that don't have x-rays, this is a keeper. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.